I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk.
Let the buzz begin.
Woo! Hey, everyone. Welcome to Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 10, Episode 1. We are so, I know, let's give a clap. Let's give a hand clap. There you go. See, we're being a little low-key, but no, this is a time to shine. Welcome, like I said, everyone. This is the panel here at AfterBuzz TV, where we'll be chatting all about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, finally back and much needed during quarantine time. But of course, I can't do this by myself. I can't be chatting. I have too much to chat about. And I have with me Ethan Paisley. Ethan is, I have to say, the person right now on this panel because, I mean, Jane is too, but Lisa Rinna follows Ethan, which is huge. And hopefully, I mean, you got to hook it up some way, Ethan.
Who knows? I hope Lisa's watching. Hi, Lisa, if you are.
Yes, let's do a little Lisa Rinna dance for
Woo!
That.
Go. Dance yes. Like everyone's watching.
And with us today, we also have Jane Johnson, and you can see her so often here on AfterBuzz TV. She gives all the highlights for Vanderpump Rules, and you know she's such a huge fan as well of the show and of LVP, which she's not part of this season. So Jane, we're gonna need your thoughts on that a little bit more.
I love all my housewives, baby. I love all of them.
And my name is Maite Carrillo. I was on the panel last season, and I also do Bravo News Daily, so I love Bravo. I'm all into Bravo, and I'm super excited. I wasn't excited in the very beginning to have Real Housewives back because the past seasons haven't been as great, but for some reason, I'm really excited. I was really excited about last night's episode, and I think it delivered. But we'll talk about it a little bit deeper. We also have special segments coming up later on. We have news and, you know, we also have our live chat up. So if you want to chime in and join the conversation, please do so because we'd love to keep a conversation going with you all. We know that this is the first episode of the season. So we'll definitely be chatting about that and so much more, including predictions at the end of our show. But before we get started getting into the nitty gritty of things, I need to know your overall thoughts. Let's start off with Jane. Overall thoughts on, let's start off with the newcomers, Garcelle and Sutton. Sutton is a friend of the Housewives. She's not an official cast member, but Garcelle is. So Jane, what do you think about the two new additions to the Housewife franchise?
Okay, well, I love Garcelle already. I think she brings such a fun vibe, and I loved her journey that she talked about on the show of how she grew up in Haiti and her mom had to come start off this new life for her. And now she's able to say she's truly living the American dream. Like, I am sure all of us on this panel would love to be on a Bravo reality show. So she's literally living the life, and it's a very aspirational, cool story to show of how she hustled through New York. I'm just very here for her. And she also is bringing a lot of shade along the way. I saw her on Watch What Happens Live afterwards with Andy, and she was talking about how, like, initially all the housewives were so welcoming to her, and then eventually, like, right away, they kind of throw in their shade right off the bat. So it seems like she's very partial to Erica Jane and, like, loving this friendship that they have, but maybe a little bit shady about other people, specifically Kyle. So I don't know how I feel about that because I do love Kyle. But I'm really, really here for Garcelle. Not so sure about Sutton personally. She has to kind of prove it to me. I love her bank account. But other than that, she throws in a lot of drama that I'm not really here for. Like, I definitely love, you know, her lifestyle. But she I don't think she smiled once the whole episode. So, you know. Mm-hmm. You can give me the side eye, but you also got to give me a smile. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Ethan?
Well, first thoughts on Garcelle. To me, just like Jane said, you know, I felt like she was such a breath of fresh air and she brought so much positivity, loved her story. It reminded me a lot of where Erica Jane's been. So it makes sense that they would be friends. And so I really loved seeing that. On Sutton, I stan Sutton already.
Okay.
She.
Oh, no.
I just love.
No, we're going to have conflict here.
After the comment about God coming down to collaborate with a designer and it not meaning anything to her, I mean, that just had me. The comment
she
about
said if God came down to collaborate, it would mean nothing to her.
With a celebrity, though. It has to be with a celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm just such a designer snob. I have to hop on her bandwagon. Love her.
Oh my God. I think we're gonna have to disagree. I'm disagreeing there because as soon as she came into the picture, I'm like, why is she acting so stuck up? Like, unless that's how she is in natural light. I'm not used to people being that way. So I love Garcelle because she does keep it real. She does keep it raw. And it was, like you said, a breath of fresh air. And she brought up the whole topic about a vibrator. It's your first episode and you're already talking about a vibrator and being out in the open. God, yes, I stand for that. Like, keep it real. Keep it authentic. Don't hide around the bushes. No pun intended. But I mean, you know, just don't hide. Be yourself. So with Sutton, it was just more of her. I'm a huge Rihanna fan, and she made that comment. I was like, I have to get on Twitter right now and see what the people are saying, because it was just too much. I don't know, she was taking up a lot of heat on Twitter, so to see that you're on her side, I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting.
I'm glad that you're on her side, because clearly Maite and I are not. She needs to earn it. So
hey, if you're a friend of Lisa Rinna's, then you're a friend of mine. Yeah. So
Lisa Rinna took me a minute for me to get used to her, I have to say, because I was huge on LVP. I still pretty much am, but the way that she was introduced, it was just so harsh. But at the end, I'm like, we need her. We need her to be part of this season. I can't see her not being part of a housewife franchise now. So
yeah,
she brings a flavor. She definitely delivers, and I'm here for that. So we do get to see some OG cast members, right? We have Kyle, we have Lisa, we have Erica, Dorit, Teddy, and Denise. They all came back and everything seems really cool. We're introduced to New York Fashion Week. This is where Kyle, right, is making this huge change, I guess, in her life, where she started collaborating with another designer, and it's New York Fashion Week and she's debuting, right? Do we agree with Dorit's statement and her saying that she doesn't have any, Kyle has zero experience and she doesn't know what she's doing? Is that the vibe that you both got when watching that whole segment about New York Fashion Week? Because it was a lot. But in the very beginning, like, did you guys think that Kyle would be equipped to handle Fashion Week? Like, what do you think, Ethan?
Yes, I agree. She did not seem to have the experience needed to be at New York Fashion Week. I was really, calmed, but also like so nervous while I was watching the fashion show take place, because the way it was edited, I just thought it was going to be a total train wreck. And Kyle was so stressed and I felt so bad for her. It was really hard to watch for me personally. So yes, I agree with Jerry.
I definitely think that she was in over her head for sure. But at the same time, so I think she just kind of thought she could throw her name on it. Part of me was like, maybe Dorit's a little bit jealous of this situation because Kyle just jumps right in and has this fabulous fashion show in New York Fashion Week. The Hiltons are there because blood, obviously, but you know, like, they're all walking in it. And it's like, Dorit had her, you know, slip ups in the paper with some lawsuits, and like, her big moment was a storefront and at Kitson on Robertson. So yeah, maybe it's a little bit of shade.
Did we like these designs? I wasn't a huge fan. I saw Dorit's shoes and she was trying them on during the fashion show, before the fashion show. And it kind of looked a little like a knockoff of Gucci. I mean, I don't know.
I just did not expect Kyle Richards to be into animal and nature prints. Like, at one point she was like, I'm really into nature and animal. I was like,
yeah, she was like, I'm just walking around outside and taking photos. And I'm like, are you off-roading at Runyon to get these snake prints? Like, what? Just so much inspiration from the outdoors. It's like, don't you live in Encino? Like, what? I don't know.
It was, That's what I'm saying. Like, it felt like a kind of a knockoff off Gucci, but then at the same time, it looked cheap. I wouldn't wear that. I don't know if any of both of you would, but it just wasn't very appetizing to the eye.
Some of it I loved, and some of it I was like, you know, but like the two-piece that she was wearing for the day of the show, like, I actually really liked that. I know I was making fun of the snake thing, but like, I love a good snake skin, and especially with the stripes down the side, like, there was a lot of it that I was really here for, and maybe it did sort of seem a little more like fast fashion-y. I don't know if I want to go as far to say fast fashion, but it didn't look, I don't know what are the price points on this? Does anyone
know? Well, when she said she was aiming for hotel gift shops, then I gave up. I was like, come on. She said, I am aiming for retail, for Target, for hotel gift shops. What?
Yeah, so then maybe is on par for where she's looking to be. If she's casting her net wide into Targets, then that's like a steal for Target, you know? Like, that looks nice. If you're trying to get it into like Neiman's, then...
right. I thought it looked good on the runway, but when we were seeing the behind the scenes, I was really concerned. Like, I was...
Yeah. It was a lot to handle too, because as soon as she walked in, she was taking out pieces, and you can tell the show producer, Tracy, was just, she looked it over her head, and she looked so annoyed at Kyle. And I put myself in that position, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would be so annoyed too. And she threw shade at Kyle, saying, I stayed up till 5:30 in the morning reorganizing everything because, you know, you did this pretty much at the last minute. What did we think about that interaction that happened between both of them? Because, you know, sometimes you just have to stand up for yourself. And do we think that Tracy stood up for herself in that occasion?
I mean, I thought she stood her ground well. I thought she was professional. I thought she did her job. I thought Kyle, if I'm being honest, I do love Kyle, but she was kind of acting like a baby there toward the beginning of the fashion show. I felt like she was kind of throwing a tantrum about her daughters and just not really seeing like the big picture of where she was and what she had to deliver. And like, that was a little disappointing for me. So I was kind of on Tracy's side, to be honest.
I mean, I don't know why Tracy was freaking out like this. Like, at the end of the day, Kyle, I believe, hired her for this job. Like, does she ever want to be employed again? She's on TV like saying she doesn't want to talk to Kyle, who in my eyes is like a queen, you know what I mean? Like, I still like love Kyle arguably the most out of the whole cast.
And
I did like a lot of these clothes, to be honest.
And so
there is going to be another line, obviously. Okay. And is Tracy seriously going to just throw that all away for a little moment of huffing and puffing? I mean, keep it profesh.
I thought she did keep it profesh. I thought Kyle
was she said she didn't want to like talk to her the whole day of the show. You're the producer.
I mean, but to be honest, like, Kyle, what was Kyle like? I mean, okay, sure, her name was all over it, but that seemed like the extent of it. Like, I really just didn't feel like she had done the work to deserve to be there, to be honest. It's
unnecessary for that to happen.
Yes. Well, I'm in the live chat right now checking out comments, and Jean Welsom would agree. She said, no, Kyle couldn't handle Fashion Week.
I'm sorry, but I just felt like at the end, Kyle was in the wrong. She just didn't have her together.
Exactly. I felt like when everybody was going around her and congratulating her, and I was thinking to myself, like, but did you really put in the work? Like,
by the skin of her teeth. By the skin of her teeth.
Yeah. It looks like she has just way too much on her plate, or she just probably wasn't very much focused.
I mean, our girl's filming the Halloween movie in North Carolina after this. She has a lot going on, you know? I mean, I get it.
Didn't you guys feel a little bit cheated out of a Hilton runway walk moment?
Totally.
That's a good one.
She had everyone else and their mom walk except for Paris and Nikki. It's like,
She could have had
that one. Should have happened.
For was me. That a testament to the fashion though? Because
she asked
if I was Paris, I would have like been like, no, sis, no Annie.
I would wear the jumpsuit that Kyle was wearing. I would wear a lot of that stuff to like a vacation situation. I would wear half of it. Yes. Half of it. No.
Right. Well, a lot of fashion took place as well during the night because we saw, during the day, we saw Lisa and we saw Sutton going to the D&G palace. I want to call it Dolce & Gabbana's palace. And they were trying on clothes. Then we saw some shade, right, being thrown by Lisa trying to wear the crown. What do we think about this whole scenario about Lisa taking the crown? And then in the background, you can hear LVP's like voice in the background. And I'm like, oh, it made me think about LVP. I'm like here trying to watch the episode and the entire time I'm trying to focus. And then LVP comes in the picture and I'm like, is this because you're trying to remind us of LVP when she's not supposed to be part of the episode? What do you think, Jane?
Yes, I loved that. They did a couple of those moments in the editing tonight or last night that I actually really loved where, yeah, it was LVP saying, the crown is heavy, darling, so just leave it where it belongs. It was like she was haunting Dolce & Gabbana's private showing. It was bizarre, but I loved it. And who's to say Rinna can't wear the crown? You know, she's definitely the queen of drama on this show. That's for sure. But it was a little bit of haunting from the previous season's queen of drama.
The ghost.
I'm going to be honest. I thought that was the perfect amount of justice to do for LVP. I thought it was going to be a way bigger deal, honestly, at first, that she wasn't there. Or, like, that was going to be, like, expired drama that was carried on into season 10. But I was really happy. It was just a perfect way of like reminding us and making us laughable.
Right. I think it was a nice touch, but then at the same time, it just made me think about LVP. And then it makes me switch over to watching like Vanderpump Rules, right? Because I'm a huge LVP fan, but now it's just, I get to see her now in Vanderpump and not in Real Housewives. And so I thought that maybe having Sutton be part of this episode that we will be able to see this season, we would be able to see that glam. Do we think Sutton delivered that glam during this first episode? And do we think it's going to exceed for the rest of the season? What do you think, Ethan?
I mean, I don't think that Sutton, from what we've seen so far, this episode wears the glam on her sleeve. Like she's a little bit more of a talk the talk in terms of that than what she sort of displayed in the outfits that she actually chose to wear. Like the dinner outfit, she was bashing everybody else's outfit and was like, oh, Teddy's just in a romper. But she was just also in a regular black dress, like a little black cocktail dress. So I know she was trying on all this crazy stuff at Dolce & Gabbana, but then what she actually chose to wear out and about was pretty basic.
Right. I mean, I think we still have to give her some time. You know, it's like right
for
now,
sure.
She's a diva, and all she has backing up that she's a diva is that she got into the Dolce & Gabbana Tower. Like that's all we know so far. Like LVP is a bona fide, you know, entrepreneur, celebrity, like we stan LVP, but you know, we still have some time, I think, to get to know Sutton. So I'm not going to judge yet.
Yeah. One of the things that stood out to me because of Sutton, when she made that comment about God coming down from heaven, right, during the dinner and saying, only then will I be able to associate myself with a celebrity brand, right? I thought about like, oh my gosh, is that the same way Dolce & Gabbana sees themselves? So it kind of sucks when you are associating yourself with a brand because then you start assimilating the same thing with the brand and the person that's wearing it. So I thought about that as I was watching. But during that dinner, what did we think about their whole interaction as the girls were sitting down at the table? I loved Garcelle's yellow pants. Was it a romper? Was it like a pantsuit? I think it was, I don't remember what it was, but she just really stood out. And I love her style. So what do we think about the style this season? Do we think that they've upped their game based on the first episode?
I mean, Erica Jane's butt was out at that dinner. So I mean, I was heavily entertained by it, but could you imagine if you were just a person at that restaurant and you saw a woman walk in with cameras filming her and her ass was just out? I'd be like, there's the dessert, baby. I mean, I loved it. Like, why not? You know, but I wasn't expecting it. So yeah, I think they're really upping the ante.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. I thought Garcelle really brought it. I thought she looked so fabulous and natural and beautiful. In terms of the other ladies, I mean, it seemed pretty consistent with last season for me. I didn't notice any style standouts. You know, they were at Fashion Week. I actually thought they could have been more glammed, to be honest.
I wouldn't really call like a thong dress situation glam, but also like those sequin jumpers. I'm not sure. I think the fashion is coming further on.
Yeah. Sure. I think the one person that I did notice was Denise. She had a different hairstyle every single time. And it looked like it was done by someone. Like she must've paid someone to do her hair. And before she would do it on her own and her makeup, you know, last season, she's like, wow, these girls really dress up. And I just come in with jeans and a tank top and everybody's like wearing a dress and sequins. So I think she's one of the cast members that I've seen up her game for this season. But I mean, I'd have to give it more time. Definitely.
I think that Denise, something happened in between seasons where she like watched it back and was like, oh, I need to be way more dramatic, or oh, I do need to step up my game glam wise. Or she just decided to like pull a Taylor Swift and completely reinvent herself in between seasons. But either way, like she's taking a whole different like 180 this season where she's glamming it up and she's ready to bring the drama. Like last season, she was like, I'm stay out of it, or I'll just keep the peace, or she hasn't done anything to me. And now it's like the smirk scene around the world, which I know we haven't gotten to yet, but damn, she's ready.
To me, I gotta disagree that she's ready. I think she just has a bad attitude and came across lazy to me this episode.
What specific scene did you see where she came across that way though?
Let's start with the fact that she doesn't have an attorney and she's going through all this drama with Charlie Sheen. She just came across to me like kind of an adult child, like just a grown-up child, you know? It's like she's not taking responsibility. I totally agree with Erica Jane when she mentioned, you know, when she got her husband on the phone and said, listen, get your life together. I mean, I just felt like everything reflected a poor attitude. And then that teaser at the end really solidified my opinion.
What did you think, Jane? Like, because that whole scene with her, it was cringeworthy for me because I'm like, why isn't she listening to what Erica's telling her? And Erica was nice enough to even pick up the phone and call her husband. That's not something Erica would do. Erica's more like, way back, like, well, honey, you handle it. But this time Erica was like, wait, let me make sure that I'm giving you the right information and I'm going to call my husband. And Denise, even after in her confessional, she's like, well, I'm not going to worry about that. It's Saturday. It's like, what the heck?
I weirdly sympathized with her. I don't know. I just was like, sometimes you just don't want to deal with certain things. She was going to take the high road, but I think she just was anxious by it and didn't want to deal. And she just never wants to deal and doesn't want to show up. And oddly, I could in some way relate. I was like, you know what? Go, girl. Whatever. Here's the thing too. Sometimes it's like, you don't necessarily want to like engage in certain business dealings with friends. So like maybe she feels a little forced into it by Erica, even though in Erica's mind, it's like, this is me being super nice and extending, you know, help to you. Whereas sometimes it's like for financial things or law stuff or whatever, you don't really want to like meddle with friends. So I think that's part of it. And then I think that also Denise just wants to avoid it, which I don't think is lazy. I think she's just like anxious and doesn't want to deal.
I think I would agree with, I would sympathize more if she was less defensive about the whole thing. Like, I felt like it was casually brought up. I do feel that maybe Erica, like, picking up the phone when they're, like, in the middle of New York City having a good time. Like, that's a little bit of, that's Erica, right? But, like, I just felt she was very defensive about it. And then at the end, she was like, I'll handle it when I get back. Like, if she had just said that from the get-go, then this whole drama wouldn't have even happened.
She made a comment and she's like, I know Charlie Sheen. I know how he is. He's not going to do anything. It's Saturday. I'll handle it some other day. She should have communicated it and said that. But you're right. She was very defensive and very standoffish. And then the way that she treated the waiter, I feel like now the waiter is asking for an apology. Did any of you see that? Like,
that was bad.
Yeah.
That I can't stand up for her on because that was just, you know, you really can see stuff about a person based on how they treat a wait staff or a crew member. You know, it's just not right.
It just seems like she doesn't want to be there, you know? For being honest, I just didn't get the sense that she was really enjoying her time. Even before she goes to Fashion Week, she's like, if I had the choice, I wouldn't go to Fashion Week. And I'm like, I'll take your plane ticket. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any of us would take that plane ticket and go and get paid. She's getting paid to do this.
I mean,
you could easily, she could have easily not signed on to this season, but she didn't choose. She chose to sign on to it. You know what you're signing yourself up for. It's not your first season. I don't know. Erica definitely brought a different side to her this episode. I feel like she opened up more and it's a great start to the season. So she took everybody to Shakers in New Jersey where she was stripping, where she used to strip when she was 18 years old, made that money. And then Rinna threw in some shade in there saying, well, my daughter is 18 years old and I would never allow her to do something like this. Jane, what did you think about this whole encounter between both of them? And do you believe that Rinna was throwing shade?
I mean, first of all, I loved seeing this backstory of Erica Jane. I thought it really added some more multidimensional layers, especially after we heard more about Garcelle's story. It was just like a really fun outing for them to have. Yeah. I don't think that it is necessarily stripping if they're wearing bathing suits that they never take off. Just, I think Lisa Rinna was saying that that was how she felt too. And I agree with her. But yeah, 18 years old to me feels very young. If I was thinking about like, if I were to have a daughter who was 18 years old, I wouldn't want them, you know, dancing in a bathing suit in a bar-like setting. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, you technically can't even really be a bartender until you're 21, but you can be dancing around in a bikini. So I maybe, you know, Lisa Rinna is often throwing shade. So maybe it was a little bit of shade, but I think just like from a standpoint of being a mother, you can be protective in certain ways. So I don't know.
You know, I think Erica said the perfect thing when she said, like, you take the hand you've been dealt, like you work for what you have to like earn, you know, to pay bills. And I totally agree with that. And I think it was really cool, yeah, to see her show that vulnerable side. And I didn't think Lisa Rinna's comment was appropriate, really. You know, they were there to celebrate. It didn't seem like it was a joke. So I think you have, I support strippers, sex workers. I think you have to do what you have to do, and that's fine.
Right. I think Lisa could have been a little bit more understanding towards her situation because she, like you said, she was handed the hand that she was dealt with, right? The cards that she was dealt with. So it was definitely, I don't know. I feel like they could have been more open and I don't know. It just felt kind of pointless for everyone to go on that trip because not everybody understood Erica. And I feel like maybe that was a moment for everyone to support her and see how far she's come in life. And on the opposite, people, including Denise, were like, ew, this is where you used to work. It's like, no, look how far you've come. Like, this is, I don't know. It was just something that was kind of random to me. I wanted to see the girls go shopping or something, but, and then maybe just have Erica go with one of the girls who would be supportive of her as opposed to everyone.
Right.
I do love the fact that she was part of the V-Files fashion show. I think that is so epic.
Yeah.
That was just amazing to see her be part of that show. It's so hip. It's so trendy. It's what's in right now. So just to see Erica perform and be herself there, I loved it. Any final thoughts for this episode before we jump into our special segments that you guys want to touch base on?
Well, I love some shade that Lori King is throwing in the comments. She said, "We already know Lisa will do anything for a dime. Why is she judging Erica?"
Oh, that's true.
So good. We're a long way from QVC.
Final thoughts. You know, Mauricio seemed like he was up to no good. You know, when they were FaceTiming and he was partying, I was like, he looks like he's about to get some tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
And not from Kyle over FaceTime. Someone at the party, maybe.
Yeah, he just looks like he was very ready to party. Like, he kind of, like, half-assed hung up, and she was, like, so sad, and he was like, yeah, okay, bye, and then was like, let's go, you know? So he's doing fine back in L.A.
Yeah, he just didn't care about anything. He didn't even answer her phone call or nothing. Well, he did after, right? But it was. I think that's just typical of him. But there have been rumors in the past that he's, you know, cheated on Kyle with other employees. And I think I've seen a few articles about that, but it's always been pretty much dismissed. So I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm putting it out there. Okay, so now we're going to jump into our first special segment. And Ethan, do you want to take it away?
I'll take it away. So our first special segment is called How Many F's Do You Give? Based on the Erica Jane song we all know. How many F's do I give? All right, so tell us, guys. 10 F's means you really give an F. 5 F's means you give a moderate amount of F's. And 0 F's means you don't give an F. Now, I'm going to name 3 moments show, last night's show, and you guys tell me how many F's do you give, okay? So, the first moment, Brooke Candy performing with Erica Jane. I give 10 F's.
Oh, wow. I give 10 F's there.
Right?
I agree. Let's round it out another 10.
Yes!
30 F's. Love it. I know, that was so cool to see them together. They totally complement each other's style. So
1,000%. Love it.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, second bullet from this episode. Paris Hilton and Nikki Hilton showing up to Fashion Week. I give 10 F's.
I give 1,000 F's. Like I said, I just wish they walked the runway and I wish we saw more of them. Like, they really teased it for us on Twitter in the previews. It was like, oh my God, the Hiltons are going to be on this episode. And then they were just like a little second. So I don't know. I think I gave less F's about the show itself and more F's about who was there. And I wanted the Hiltons to be walking in it, you know? So
yeah, I give 8 F's because I would have given it a 10 if I would have seen them walk. I just would have been on the floor. I would have been like, done. Done. Like 8, because I need them to level up. They need to work for that 10.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And then third moment, Teddy's walk. I give 0 F's. Didn't bother me. I thought she did a good job.
Can I just say her practicing? I was like, please don't show that. Please don't. Just horrible. Like, I also give 0 F's to that. I feel bad, though. I think when she was blocking, you could tell she was, like, overthinking it, and she kept on looking in a certain direction. I'm like, girl, just relax. Have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I also loved how they played her in her head, like, try to walk better than Kyle's walk in province. Try to walk better than Kyle's walk in province. And like, you know, it wasn't that much better. She was kind of hobbling. So like, I guess Teddy's walk, yeah, 3 F's. Like, I wanted to see her walk, but once she started walking, I was like, no. You know what I mean?
So 3.
Oh my God. Jean says negative 10 F's. And Lori says,
oh my God. I didn't even think about negatives. Like, now it's part of the.
Yeah. Like, that's wild. And Lori said 10 F's. I knew it would be bad. And she didn't disappoint. So good.
So good.
So good.
All right, guys, we have one bonus special segment real quick. Let's go around and say what we all think is in Dorit's mini bag. Jane, you want to take it away?
I think it's her stimulus check.
Oh! I can't say anything else. Mic drop. That was...
Mic drop. My team, you don't want to say anything? You don't have any guesses?
Something cute. I felt like a Versace hair clip. I am so, my mind is just so not. My mind was right. Focused on the episode, but that was a good one. The stimulus bag. That was
so bad. Oh my gosh. Well, now. My guess is it's Lucy Apple Juice's collar from last season. The dog that she dropped.
See Lucy Apple. I wonder what happened. Oh no, I think we did end up realizing that it was, she ended up giving it to someone else, right? That was all part of last season. Okay, Jane, you want to take it away with some news?
Yes. So basically there was an LA Times article that just came out featuring all of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast members, and it's very in-depth. There's like a bunch of video content, and it's basically just diving into what their quarantine life is like. Obviously, as we know, the last portion of their confessional interviews are going to be filmed in quarantine. So all of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are going to have to be their own IT and tech person now, as they've said. Kyle said it kind of shady in this article. She's like, now I'm a lighting person, a camera operator, I'm an IT person. The fact that I can set all this up and do all this, I'm feeling like I have a new career. So they're all just talking about their adapted lifestyles. It's very interesting if you guys want to check out the full article. But basically, they're saying that they've had some Zoom cocktail parties, things like that. The housewives have planned a Zoom cocktail party. And they asked Kyle if all of the housewives are invited. And she said only some are invited. Basically, like, what do you expect? And so Harry Hamlin, I guess, was like some kind of psychic about all of this coronavirus stuff. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Rinna said that like 6 weeks prior to everything going down, Harry Hamlin was like, we need to wear masks everywhere. Every time they were on a flight, he made them stock up on masks before it was a thing that the CDC didn't want you to wear them. And now we're supposed to wear masks again. He was like, way ahead of it. So when it was literally breaking out in China, he had them stock up on all of the preventative measures. Wow. So, you know, but Lisa's still upset because she can't be moving and grooving as much. She said she loved hiking and now she can't as much, but you know, she's been dancing on her Instagram. But yeah, you know, this article is jam packed. I could go on and on with updates on each of our favorite housewives, but if you guys want to check it out, I think it's a great read, some good viewing material.
Yeah, that's really great. Thank you, Jane, for that. Because you know, sometimes you just never know what's happening with them during quarantine. So that's pretty cool that they were able to share a little bit about their lives right now. Keep us all entertained as we keep you all entertained as well. If you're watching us on YouTube, please make sure you give us a thumbs up. Leave us your comments down below. Let us know your thoughts. We'd love to keep the conversation going. If you're listening to us on podcast, please also leave your comments, give us 5 stars. Let us know your thoughts on that. And and we'll be giving our social media handles at the end, so you can definitely communicate with us through there. But really, really quickly, we only have a very short time left. I want to get predictions out of the way because I'm so curious to know your thoughts and for the rest of the season. So quickly, Ethan, give us a prediction of what do you think is left for this season.
I predict that Erica's going to leave at the end of the season. I don't think she needs the show. Every time I see her on the show, she's off to bigger and better things. I think Erica's going to leave at the end of the season. Mark my words.
No. I'm like, no.
Roxy in Chicago. She doesn't need the show.
I mean, that in and of itself is incredible that she's Roxy in Chicago, which, by the way, she talks about in the article about how there were 2 weeks left of the run, and then coronavirus stuff hit, and she obviously got back to LA, but she was talking about how tragic it is for all of the Broadway people to, you know, she's like, I'm in TV, I can keep doing this, but imagine, you know, you're working hard on Broadway, and when will they be back? Anyway, in terms of predictions, let's see. There was a lot of shade thrown by Garcelle in regards to Kyle on Watch What Happens Live. So something's going to happen this season between Garcelle and Kyle, and maybe it'll be an ongoing thing or more of just a blowout, but something will happen. It seems that she is an ally with Erica Jane. So they're going to marry up, but I think there will be some kind of a blowout situation with Kyle, or it'll just be lingering resentments. And then I think that they're just going to, in general, drag on a bunch of fluff stuff in between for like half of a season. And then they're going to hit us with the Denise drama near the end. But I think that they teased this up top, and then we're going to do, you know, all of this, like pretending we don't have lawsuit stuff. And then all of a sudden it's going to erupt with Denise drama. So yeah, I think we're going to have to wait for it.
Yeah, I also have to add into that, because that's kind of my prediction too, that last part. I think that in the very beginning, they're going to probably turn their backs on Teddy, or something's going to happen with Teddy where she's going to be really annoying, and people are just, the cast is going to probably turn their, I mean, she already is, but the cast is going to probably turn their backs on them, or something's going to happen where Denise is going to go out of line. And then towards the second half, I think that's where we're going to get to see this whole drama with Denise. Do I think she's going to be back? Yes, I do think she's going to be back, and she's going to try to redeem herself for the reunion. But I think they pretty much gave away the huge part of the storyline before the season even started with Denise. I was going to say Dorit. With Denise. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what's going to happen. And I hope it's just juicy. Like, I just want them to have fun. I want it to be glamorous. Like, that's what Beverly Hills is all about. I want to see some shade, more shade towards LVP, because it just makes us talk more about it. But as always, it's going to be different for every episode. But that's all for our show today. We were covering episode 1 of season 10. Before we say goodbye, Jane, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you on social media?
Yes, at Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN _ on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all the things, TikTok. Hit me up. Come find me. Yeah, baby. I think we're going to link it down there.
There you Instagram, go. At least.
On all social media, you can find me at Ethan B, the letter B, Paisley. Be like Lisa Rinna and follow.
Yes, and my name is Maitha Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will see you here next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.